This is a note of gratitude to Anne Lamott. And I imagine that Anne Lamott, hello, I guess I'm speaking to Anne Lamott in some ways. I imagine Anne Lamott has received thousands of thank you notes, I would guess, because almost everyone I know who is a writer loves Anne Lamott. And this book that I'm holding in my hand, Bird by Bird, which, gosh, when did I buy it? In the front it has the name Sherry Reichert, which was a name I had before I took my grandfather's last name. So that means this book is probably at least 20 years old. And I know it was one of the most influential books I read when I first wanted to start calling myself a writer. And I was so afraid. And how many people do I know that that's true for, and how many people have I sent this book to? Whenever I hear anyone say, I'm kind of thinking about starting to write, I love to gift this book. And I brought this book, I'm on a little overnight writer's retreat for myself. I turned 51 overnight last night. And I brought this book. And suddenly it occurred to me, I was sitting here on this beautiful wooden deck with sounds of children way below. I'm at Hidden Villa in Los Altos, and there's a retreat center. So I think it's a whole gaggle of middle school kids laughing. And the sun is just starting to get warm. And I can smell the bay leaves from all these trees. And I haven't spotted any mountain lions, but there are signs everywhere. Be careful, look out for the mountain lions, which makes it a little bit of an adventure. But I'm sitting here on the deck reading page 138 about the smell of lemon and an aunt who had just gotten divorced and the lemonade making contraption. And I'm crying again. There's something so beautiful about the way that you wrote just that one story. The compassion and the love and the humor. The way that there's like everything in life in that one story. And I think, wow, I'm sitting here on my 51st birthday with Anne Lamott. And as I told everyone, I'm taking myself on an overnight writer's retreat. And I didn't even think about who I was bringing with me because I thought I was coming alone, but I wasn't. And it's so beautiful. And I think, how many times have I been moved by something I've read that Anne Lamott has written? And have I ever said thank you? And I'm not berating myself for not having done that. It's just more of kind of like a shock. How could I not have said thank you? How could I have not expressed gratitude? And here's the other fascinating thing that I just realized as I was talking to you in this moment. I made a new best friend that I just fell in love with last weekend at a place called Life is a Verb Camp that my friend Patty Dye runs. And his name is David Roche. And when I got home, I was looking at David's website to see everything more about him because I missed him already. And there was something on his website that just caught my eye for a moment, and then I passed on by to something else. But it had to do with Anne Lamott. It had to do with maybe he's in one of your books. I'm going to go back when I go home, but it's so interesting, the connections, because now David is here with me on this retreat. Now I'm here, and I'm listening. This is so funny. Maybe a little embarrassing because it's a little bit cheesy. But somehow I ended up turning on George Winston's piano music because I was reading something that I wrote long, long, long ago when I was staying in New York when I was in college. And my friend Margot took me to a George Winston concert. And so I wanted to hear that music again. I wanted to step back into that place of that young girl who desperately, desperately wanted to belong somewhere and desperately wanted to have a voice. And so here I am on retreat, sitting on this beautiful little tiny wooden deck outside of this one-bedroom cabin in Hidden Villa with Anne Lamott, David Roche, and George Winston. And it's a damn good way to kick off my 51st birthday. And I want to thank you so much. So here I am, tears still on my face from reading just that one story about lemonade and divorce and loss and compassion and family and connection and how important story is. And I think if all Anne Lamott had ever written was this one story, I would owe her deep, deep, deep gratitude because what it did is it reminded me of how important it is, how essential to tell our stories. And part of why I'm on this writing retreat right now is I just finished reading the book Essentialism. And I want to go forward into whatever days I have left. Of course, we never know. 1, 30, a few years, 10 years, 20. I don't know, but I want to tell my stories. Yeah, and I thank you so much for Bird by Bird and for all of your books and for all of the talks you've given, for all of the ways in which you just show up just like so beautifully who you are, which I think is one of the reasons so many people just adore you, is the complete and utter honesty. And who doesn't just love that? So, thank you. I'm going to go back to reading Bird by Bird. And please know that I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you've had the courage to show up over and over and over again on the page. Deep, deep gratitude. There's a beautiful hawk circling up above, and it feels like the hawk is grateful too, or maybe the hawk is like a little poem in action, a way of acknowledging your work.